My name is Sophia Singer, and I studied abroad in Perth, Western Australia in January of 2020, and I want to tell the story of the time that I tried authentic Aboriginal bush tucker. So basically, this day, we had spent the day walking around with Anthony Kickett, who is an Aboriginal man that we spent most of our days with. Actually, do you know Sam in our class?
Yeah.
She still keeps up with him, which is really, really fun. But so we were on Noongar land that day, and Noongar peoples are the Aboriginal Australians who live in southwest Western Australia, so that's basically where we were for most of our trip. But we were walking along the Yagan Trail, and he was a Wadjuk warrior, and we just kind of immersed ourselves in that history and learned the stories about him, and a lot of about the nature of the area. Land is really important to Aboriginal Australians, so it was really cool to like have him introduce us to the land and talk about everything and a bunch of the plants. But then for lunch that day, we went to an Aboriginal gallery in the area that sold authentic art, artifacts, and other things associated with the culture. And we got to speak with the owner of the gallery, and she had prepared for us authentic Aboriginal bush tucker for lunch.
That's so nice.
And we knew that going into it, but we didn't really know like what it was or like what to expect.
Right.
And we walk into this gallery, and there's just tables with like plates and plates of food. She put like tablecloths out for us.
Aww.
And like this whole setup. It was absolutely adorable. And basically just like what bush foods are. It's like kangaroo, emu, crocodile, grubs,
Aww.
Plants, fruits, like all these things.
Interesting.
Because prior to like colonization, they just ate what was on their land, and what was on their land was the bush. So that's what they had to eat. So they made the most of it. But a lot of this like authentic Aboriginal food has been threatened post-colonization because a lot of non-native foods were introduced to the area. So she was just so excited to have people there that she could like share this food with and like introduce stuff that she loved to, which was so awesome. And I tried everything despite being super hesitant going into it. Like,
wait, there were grubs.
Yeah, no, like pastries with like mystery meat that I had no idea what it was, but she was just so excited and tried so hard to prepare all this for us. You could just like see it in her face. But I'm so glad that I did, because now I can say that I tried kangaroo sausages and emu pastries, which is I wouldn't have been able to say otherwise. But it was just really cool to like hear her talk about it, and like just it's such an important part of like who they are is like their food. And I think for her to be able to share that with a group of American students that she rarely gets to interact with was really special for her. And I guess like just like how I'm grateful for this class, because I get to tell my stories that I've, you know, never really been able to like tell or had a platform to tell these kinds of stories. Every Aboriginal Australian that we met was just so grateful to share those stories with us as well. And we could tell, like I said, that they don't get those opportunities very often. So that was just really special. And I think that this experience was really early on in our trip, and it helped me realize early on just how important it meant, or just how important this experience was, and just how much it really meant to them that we were there, just as much as like we were so excited to be there to learn from them. Like, they were so excited that we were there. So I think that just really
meant
a lot to me.
Yeah. That.
So that's the story of the time that I tried authentic Aboriginal bush tucker.
Yum.